Tov, so we're going to start today the Chot of Kriyat Shema and the blessing of Kriyat Shema in the morning, talking about from Baruch Hu, right? So first of all, Tchilat HaZman. Kriyat Shema has a time. You don't just say it, you can say it the whole day, but there's a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema on time. There's a mitzvah to say Kriyat Shema on time. Okay? Tchilat HaZman Kriyat Shema hu be'alot ha-shachar. Sorry, HaKadosh. Right, the beginning of Kriyat Shema, the earliest time you can say Kriyat Shema is Alot HaShachar. When's Alot HaShachar? On dawn. Right, when there's a pillar, what do you call it, the pillar of light? Mm-hmm. Right, you told me that. My Rebbe. The pillar of light, yeah. But Chazal said, since a person like not sure, he doesn't know exactly when it's considered the pillar of light, therefore the first time you should say, the Mishnah says, in Masechet Brachot, from the time that he can recognize his friend, that he does not used to him so much, but not completely not used to him, used to him a little bit, a little bit more, right? When he's used to, when he can recognize him, right? From Far Amos, then he could say already Kriyat Shema.
I read that in the time of the Middash, above the entrance to the building, and a bit forward, and between of the pillars, the Kingdom of Oz, there was hanging a golden thing that was shaped like a cluster of grapes hanging there, and you would notice Kriyat Shema when the sun was high enough, it would beam at that and make it glow.
Kriyat Shema?
Yeah.
Not Netz?
They would say Kriyat Shema at Netz, and after that, the army.
That was the time. When the sun hit that,
they hit that,
Kriyat Shema, and then right away Amida. Straight, yeah. Very good. Maybe that's why it's called Amud HaShachar.
But what you said there, that with the sun up, they say Kriyat Shema. What you just read.
Alot HaShachar.
Alot HaShachar.
Yeah. So it's just barely hitting it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first line of light coming over the horizon.
Right.
Would hit that.
It's before the sun.
It's about
50 minutes before sun, before the sun comes over. Even more, sometimes depends where, depends what.
So now, what you call a good show is earlier than that. Okay. 45 minutes after. Yeah, the shachar. But with those, it was that the first bit of sun would come up over the to beam. And that would be the shachar.
Kodem hazman. Now, if a person. He has a situation now, and he has to get, he has a flight to catch, I don't know what, he's on his way, or he's starting to work very early, then he's allowed to read Kriyat Shema from the time of Alot HaShachar. But if someone doesn't need to read so early, he should not read so early, he should read a little bit later, which is the time that he recognizes his friend, when the sky is a bit blue already. When he sees the sky blue, he definitely can make ready say Kriyat Shema.
That during winter time, when it's very late.
So it's later. Oh, so in El Tzor, it's not that late. But in, like, in Europe, I was in Europe, right? You're from Europe, you know how it is. In Europe, it could be very late. In the summer, Netz at 8:15, at 8:30, Betach. The northern you go.
In summer, there's no night.
In summer, right. In summer, they have 5 hours of night.
That's not even that.
No, it's
with no
night,
zero.
Oh, at all. That's how the Jews don't live there usually, right?
Like, my wife, when she was a little girl, so was taken on a trip to Sweden, up in the northern.
The north part of the. North Pole.
In summer, the sun comes down almost to the horizon, skews across it for several weeks, like 2 or 3 months. And then it goes back up again. It's never dark.
Yeah.
And winter, the opposite. It's dark for 3 months. You see for several weeks a glimmer, like just between the Buddha Shop and this.
Some light.
A little bit of light hinting at the horizon, and it's gone again.
Wow.
In
Alaska, the same.
Yeah.
North of Alaska.
Alaska, northern Canada. No, the north of Alaska.
North of Alaska, north of Canada.
Northern Canada.
Everything with this is the North Pole. Yeah. I don't know, I was in North South America.
North of the Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
And South America, South.
It's less extreme. Only if you go all the way down to the antenna. It's less extreme.
Because
it's a poeta, yeah. Because the planet is not standing straight. It's tipped.
23 degrees.
Right? So therefore, the north part is more extreme than the south part. Okay? So we were there in Ushuaia, in Tindermunda, the end of the world. And I was there in their summer, like around after Hanukkah, kaza, January, February.
You
was
in the north, in Chile.
South.
You were in Chile yourself.
But I went all the way, afterwards I went into Argentina, all the way to the bottom, and over there, I came after the most. But I heard, when we were there, Tzedek Kochavim was at 11:30. By 10 o'clock at night, the sun is up. A long shkia, also about an hour and a half shkia.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summer, and then it goes down. By 12 o'clock, it's dark. By 3 o'clock, it's light. Okay. That's how it was there. Mm-hmm. But 3 o'clock is light, but it's not Nix. Nix will be only like at 4:30 or something. So it takes a long time for Nix to come. It's interesting. It's a long, long shkia, long zricha, everything like that. But every day, lengthens, it was shortening in 5 minutes. 5 minutes a day. And now it is 5 hours of the day. Now, 30 seconds. And then later, it will be 45 seconds. And the equator is about a minute and a little bit. It doesn't even get so much big and small. It's just. No, not a minute, it's a lot less. A few seconds a day. The equator, it hardly doesn't lengthen. But whatever. Wherever you are, you have to know when the time Kriyat Shema.
As equator sun, there's no Benambayim.
It's always the same.
No Benambayim. Sunset night.
No, look at the oven. I was there.
On the equator itself?
I was almost by the equator, I was in Costa Rica.
There's almost no difference.
Yeah, because
there's no time. No longer time. There's no.
You mean bin Ashmashot? That's what
you mean.
That goes very quickly, a few minutes. Very few minutes. The sun goes, it goes down, and it's dark after.
It's dark and cold.
Near the equator.
Yeah. I was there. I was in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica is not equator.
It's almost the equator.
It's also.
Kilimanjaro
was on the equator.
Huh?
Kilimanjaro.
Ecuador was on the equator.
Okay. In Africa, Kilimanjaro.
Top.
Which
morning Kriyat Shema?
No, there's two times.
Right now, which is when the beginning of Kriyat Shema?
The first month.
The beginning of Kriyat Shema.
Ah.
The beginning of Kriyat Shema. The one to the beginning of Kriyat Shema. Okay. When if you recognize your friend from four Amos, a friend that you're not used to him always, but you're not far from you. You know him. Okay, when someone's up all night for Shavuot or whatever, then, of course, you should try praying. And the next, of course, but let's see a person here, he's falling asleep completely, he's out. Then you can even start davening by Rosh Hashanah and davening earlier. But the Chatzkila, you get up, you daven by next. And you daven Kriyat Shema before the next. Right before the next. Vatikin. Mitzvah min ha-mubchar likro Kriyat Shema ke-vatikin. It's a special mitzvah, min ha-mubchar, a choice mitzvah to daven Kriyat Shema kevatikin, which is right before the nitz, like we just said. So when he finishes Kriyat Shema with the brachas, like Al Yisrael, it's immediately the nitz, and then immediately by the nitz, he starts Shmona Esrei. And if someone could do this, it's a big mitzvah, and the reward for such is huge.
What time is this today?
5:30. It depends which luach, but. And like in Brest, they do 5:36 today.
So you say Shema at 5:35, you're okay?
5:30? Usually you do it 2.5 minutes before.
5:33 or something.
5:33 and a half. And then at 5:36.
If you want to do that, you could wake up and do that, and then dominate Shema by himself, and go later to a minyan.
No point like that.
No? Why? Because he's doing at the time that everybody else is saying it.
He davened the whole davening before. Not just get up and take Kriyat Shema. Take Kriyat Shema with the brachas. Can't say just Shmona Esrei without the brachas of Kriyat Shema. Not mincha.
When you're in, let's say you're in a minyan, but it was late. You see, it not come before next the Shema. You can do it before them. Let's say I make my Shema before them.
Why? Listen to this. Listen.
I'll
tell you in a moment, Allah.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the halacha. No, you can do the Kriyat Shema before.
Before
Neis? A few minutes before the Shema. You don't have to wait for them.
Yeah, because it is. I say every word.
Yeah, of course. It comes out with blessings. You say every word also with everyone.
I have my mind answer and press questions.
And I say, okay, I'm doing it before them. Yeah, so. Zman Netzach Hama, when is the Neis? When the sun is Shetirah Hashem Shel Haaretz, when the sun, you see the sun on the land. He looks going up. He looks on the land, right? You see the reality. You see the sun. Okay. But there's a machloket in that. Okay. So the Kriyat Shema, when do you start? How long before that nits? Normally, 6 minutes before. That's usually. If someone says slower, but when I dive in Shemoneh Esrei. When I dive in Chazan, dive in Netz, I start 6.5 minutes before. I start Kriyat Shema Yisrael, 6.5 minutes before the Netz.
Okay.
And I finish it, slowly, word by word, I finish 2.5 minutes before. Say 4 minutes into the Kriyat Shema, very slow, and then 2.5 minutes till the Gali Yisrael. It's a good method. For someone who reads well, it's a good method.
I see Hitler start most time 10 minutes before.
Ah, from Baruch Hu?
Baruch.
From Baruch Hu is good to start more than that. 12 minutes before. 12.5 minutes is good to start. Atop. Yeah. Some say that the next is a bit before this time, so therefore there's a few times of next. You'll see. It's all in the same 5 minutes. The earliest like now is 35, I'll say. Some say 36, and then there's 38. Yeah, 37. It's all in the same 5 minutes. So listen to this. Different shito. How to calculate and when is it considered the next? Exactly. The
Nomashane.
The next
is the Shav Api by the shoreline or the missing.
Anir'e.
Yeah.
He covered. He says here the Nir'e to say, which is later. But yeah. So imigdim hashatz think rachma gets the good kol emanetz achamal acharanetz ave kilu kara emanetz. Now. If a person is in a minyan and the chazan he didn't calculate well, and he starts Shemoneh Esrei a bit early, a few minutes until 10 minutes early, Avidyahu said, considered part of the nitz. Until 10 minutes later, considered part of the nitz. So therefore, don't know why. So they're going to start a few minutes later. You're not davening to the nitz. You're davening to Hashem. People have to not forget that. Some people are so pressured on the clock.
In between 5:37 and 5:47.
You need 5:27 and 5:47 is okay.
Yeah, 20 minutes latitude.
20 minutes before, 10 minutes before, 10 minutes after. Mm-hmm. It's considered within nits. Of course, you should try to aim for the right time. If you calculate it correctly, you'll figure it out. You know, I told you.
Oh, sorry.
The message of and start with them.
Shemoneh Esrei. Of course. So you don't have to daven the whole davening with them. You daven everything alone. You just answer the Baruch Hu and the Kaddish. Kriyat Shema, it's good to stay with the minyan if you can.
About the nest on the stopwatch, I was wondering something about Beit Knesset in Berlin. It was a really yucky. The Rav is standing, it's not anywhere. You know, and the Shamash, the Chazan comes up, says, okay, it's about time, I guess. So, can you start the Amidah now? Not yet. Now we can.
One split second. So, the Amidah, you don't have to be so particular. You should try to be, but even if the Chazan says a minute before, 2 minutes before, a few minutes after, la la la. So, that's the answer for you. That I didn't say it's near the night. It's good. Now, it answers me a lot of questions. Sometimes it's only a minute. And if a person has to do a bit slower, because they can't, that's davening. It's better to get after the next, but you'll daven normally. So up to 10 minutes after the next, consider with the next. So, now you should start Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur, we'll see that soon. Now, if a person is used to davening, every day he tries to daven nates, he makes an effort, he davens nates usually, he tries, and now he's in a place where there's no minyan. Okay? So he's allowed to daven alone. Shacharit. But afterwards, he should go to a shtiblach, or a place where there is a nates, or wait for the name minyan and answer Kaddish and Kedusha and Bochu and everything. Not to miss that out, because they want daven nates. My father does it many times when he goes to...
Wasn't synagogue, they have no minyan, so I go to a lesson. They start later, but I teach them everything. How was it
to you heard everything.
I made up for myself, but I stay for...
Yeah, for that. My father many times in Shabbos, you go to a place, a simcha or whatever, and there was no next. So he told me, he gets up, he daven's till after Shmoneh Esrei. And he stays, he learns, he answers all the powerful, and until Kiyala Torah, he joins everyone again. Okay, that's the right way to do it if someone's used to davening nates. But if someone is not used to davening nates, only here and there, occasionally, it's not his thing. So then he's not allowed to do that. He got up early, I'm sorry, my friend, you can't daven now alone nates. If you're not used to that, you can't. You have to wait till the minyan, and if the minyan will be on time, halachically, wait till the minyan, and daven the minyan, Kiyala Torah.
But if you are davening at a slow pace, and you're davening very, very fast, can you start like half an hour early?
Start what half an hour early?
Can you start your davening half an hour before they start?
No, you can't start half an hour. You start an hour and a half. Not half an hour, an hour and a half before.
Yeah, so
I do that sometimes.
What is, I'm davening now half an hour early before they get there, so that by the time they get to Shema, I'm at Shema.
That's the best.
Very good.
That's the halacha, that's the best thing. Ken Chatan. Besides, there's Ishtiba. Okay, then the Baita. Okay,
married today.
You're
married today?
Chaim.
Chaim?
Okay. Yeah, on your left.
Where are you going, buddy?
In Batyan.
Who's marrying?
Chaim. Chaim Mizrahi, you know that? You know him for sure, he comes in, he used to come here. So, anyways. Now, Misha Nenas, the person who wasn't Nenas, he had a situation, okay? And he did not read Kriyat Shema all night, let's say Purim. He drank too much, Nirdam. That happened to many people. It happened to me one Purim, like I got up. I didn't have a marv, I got up by Alot Hashah. No, what do you do? Until the night you could have it, you could say Kriyat Shema.
You could have an RV?
Okay. But you can't say Ashkiveinu, the Shem Malchut.
To prevent things like that, is one of the reasons that the Baal Salam said, you don't get drunk at Purim.
That's one of the...
You drink enough to get a bit of a buzz, you feel, I'm not so much that you lose control and you're a kid.
And the point is that I was so drunk and I went to look for a minion. It wasn't this year, it was the year before I went. I was searching for a minion. Where's the minyan? I went to the shul, there was no minion already, it was late. So I went back home, let's sleep. I don't know what I thought. I probably couldn't have davened anyway, but Baruch Hashem, I davened on time. Before night, I davened. Just Ashkiveinu, you can't say with the Shem Malchut, because once it's Alot HaShachar, it's not the time that people go to sleep. It's not Ashkiveinu. It's not to lay us down to sleep. So. That's the beginning of Kriyat Shema.
To my girls.
That's the beginning of Kriyat Shema. Now what about the end of Kriyat Shema? Sof Zman Kriyat Shema Usof Gimel Shaot Zmaniyot Mitchilat Hayom Dainu Reva Hayom. The end of Kriyat Shema, the end time is a quarter of the day. At the quarter of the day, that's when you cannot say any more Kriyat Shema. You could say Kriyat Shema. That's when you miss out saying Kriyat Shema on time. How do you calculate a quarter of the day? It's some say from Amud HaShachar until Tzitzit HaKochavim, and some say it's shorter, it's from the Nates until the Shkia. Comes out between a 40 minutes and an hour difference, depends on the summer and the winter. Okay? That's according. What do? You take the time. Let's say, when was Alot HaShachar today? Lot of Shachar?
4 or 5?
Okay, 4 or 5. And what was when instead of the Chavim? At 10 after 8?
Yeah, after
10. 10 after 8. Yeah. Right? How many hours do we have over there? Where's the math people over here? Okay? You have 4 to 4 is 12. 5, 6, 7, 8, 12. It's 14. It's the longest day now. It's 14 hour day. It's 14 hour day. You take 14, you divide it to 12. Okay? You divide it to 4, I'm sorry. Okay? Take 14. Divide it to four. 3.5 hours. Okay? 3.5 hours from Arot HaShachar. That's the Yiktei Kriyat Shema. Huh?
Seven?
That's the first Kriyat Shema. First Kriyat Shema. You think he's going to write it the second? He doesn't hold it the second one. Saladin don't hold it the second Kriyat Shema. And also, Rav Arush always said, try not to hold the second Kriyat Shema if you don't have to.
Okay,
he's very much pretty on Shabbat, do the first Kriyat Shema.
Oh, I know, seven.
But seven is good.
I'm not afraid
of anything. No, but it's not that good.
I know, because 4 hours, 3.5 hours is 7 minutes.
It's about 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
it's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock, that's the time of, about 8 o'clock is time Kriyat Shema. Well, I was very makpid, I will say early. In Breslau, I'm makpid in most places. Why? In Yerushalayim, I don't know if in Breslau, in Yerushalayim I'm makpid. Why? It's Doraita. It's Doraita. Try to do the best you can. Some, according to some, if you wait till the second Kriyat Shema, according to some people, you're not Yotze Kriyat Shema. So why to go into that place? So fine, you got a blade. But usually a person gets up on time, he can say just Kriyat Shema. If he sees the time is going to pass, even the first time, sit for 1 second, say Kriyat Shema, and afterwards go to Avon and Leit Minyan, and Baya.
But we
make
Shema Ma?
And how is
in the book on Shabbat?
We start
on 7
on Shabbat. It's Saradim? Yeah. So they do cover Kriyat Shema. Chayav Liyot. You look on the computer, you can see when is exactly the setup.
So why do certain minions start at 10 on Shabbos? Why do certain minions start at 10?
As them, don't ask me, as them. According to, in the winter, the time of Kriyat Shema is much earlier because it's less hours of the day, and a quarter of the day comes faster. Right? So if the Nates will be at 7 o'clock, like it will be in Cheshvan, before they change the clock back, okay? Or later, let's say the Nates at 6:30 earlier came, but the days are a lot shorter, like in Yanuar, in January. So then the Nates come very fast. The Kriyat Shema Tanya comes very fast. It'll be 7:30, 7:20. So you have to be, if you want to be Makpid for the first one, you have to be careful. Now the early one is late. 8, and after 8, it's late.
I told you one day it was summertime.
Okay, in the summer. In the winter, yeah, it's a lot less.
But the day is summer clock.
Also, yeah.
7 to 8, 7.
Yeah. The person was up all night, and he sees it's very difficult for him now. He has to say, he's a lot of shahar already, what should he do? He puts on talit and tefillin. Says Birkot HaShachar, says Kriyat Shema, just the Kriyat Shema, does the brachot, and goes to sleep. And puts the time, get up, before a quarter of the day, where he kidav and shacharit, he says the minyan, but he doesn't say again Birkot HaShachar, because he says Birkot HaShachar in the morning already. So that was the halachot of Kriyat Shema, and now, Baruch Hashem, you learn.